Welcome to Pilates Elephants. I'm Raphael Bender. Way back in December 2022, I did an episode with Heath, episode 114, called Why Do Your Knees Go In When You Squat? And in that episode, I speculated, based on, I would say, indirect evidence, five possible reasons why your knees might go in on the upward phase of a squat that don't involve weak glutes, that in fact might involve or might enable you, knees going in the upward phase of a squat might enable you to produce more force, might be good for your squat, in other words. Now, at that point, most of this was, I would say, 40% evidence, 60% speculation. But it's based on, originated with my observation that many elite lifters, both Olympic weightlifters and also powerlifters, both of whom are elite strength athletes and who squat in competition, many of them, their knees go inwards as they stand up out of a deep squat. And I just scratched my head and thought, well, if a significant number of these people do this, it can't be due to weak glutes. Like if somebody is squatting 3.5 times their body weight and their knees go in, just doesn't make sense that they've got weak glutes. So I thought about the anatomy and I thought about the biomechanics, and I thought of five reasons why knees going in on the upward phase of a squat might be a strategy to actually enable people to produce more force. And if you're interested, go back and listen to it, because I think it's aged pretty well. That's episode 114. Now, what I want to talk about today is a piece of research that has come out pretty recently. This came out in March 2024. In the Journal of Strength and Conditioning Research, and I am speaking to you in March 2024. So doesn't get a lot more recent than that. And this is a study by Lauren Chu. And the title is Knees Out or Knees In, Volitional Lateral versus Medial Hip Rotation During Barbell Squats. And what Lauren did is had 32 people, 18 women and 14 men, doing squats three different ways. So each person, each of the 32 people, did squats three different ways. And the researchers set up a force plate, which measures how much force is like pushed into the floor, and then a whole bunch of different motion capture. So basically video cameras and cameras with little stickers on people's joint centers of rotation to capture the joint positions and the forces at each sort of phase of the squat, and then calculate the amount of the forces being generated at the hip, at the knee, etc. And not only just the forces at the hip and the knee, but the actual particular force vectors at the hip and the particularly at the hip, actually. That she calculated the hip extension force, the hip lateral rotation force, and I think she calculated medial rotation force as well, or adduction force. Maybe it was just extension and lateral rotation force. No, also counted adduction force. So extension force at the hip, lateral rotation force at the hip, and adduction force at the hip. Now, extension force at the hip is produced by a combination of, now when you're in a deep squat we're talking about, gluteus maximus and adductor magnus are the primary muscles producing hip extensor force in a deep squat. Hamstrings don't do a lot to extend the hip out of a deep squat, because although they do do have a hip extensor moment arm. They also are a knee flexor, and in a deep squat, as you stand up, the knee is extending. So hamstrings are shortening over the hip and lengthening over the knee, so they end up staying about the same length and not producing a lot of force in a squat. So a squat is not a great hamstring exercise, but it is a great glute max and adductor magnus exercise, because in a deep squat, they are the major hip extensors. Now, there is also a lateral rotation force in a squat. A lateral rotation force that's produced, pushing the knees outwards. And that is produced by the deep rotators of the hip and gluteus maximus, because the iliac fibers, the upper fibers of gluteus maximus, have a pretty powerful mechanical arm to laterally rotate the femur. It's a powerful lateral rotator. And in this experiment, Lauren and her trusty research team measured the hip extension force, the hip lateral rotation force, and the hip adduction force during the squat. And they measured it in three different techniques. They measured it with when the people squatted with no instruction, so they just did their natural way of squatting. And then in two different volitional technical changes. So volitional just means doing it on purpose. And the two different changes were internal hip rotation, so bringing the knees together or adducting the hips, you know, what most of us think of as bad technique, knees going in as you stand up from a squat. As that was one of the volitional techniques. The other one was hip lateral rotation, so pushing the knees out during the stand-up. And that is what most people would consider, quote, good technique. And that is what, you know, most people get cued, is push your knees out during the squat. And so during these three different techniques, it's like a natural technique, uncued, versus deliberately bringing the knees in versus deliberately pushing the knees out in a barbell squat. So that's a squatting down with a barbell, a loaded barbell on your shoulders. Lauren calculated the forces, the hip extension forces, the hip lateral rotation forces, and the hip adduction forces. And what she found was that medial rotation squats, so squats with the knees going in, had smaller hip extensor and adductor forces and larger hip lateral rotator forces than normal squats. And that these differences were not just statistically significant, they were what we would call clinically significant. They were large enough that they would actually make a difference. Now, what she found, just to repeat, was that in medial rotation squats, so squats with the knees inwards, there was less hip extensor force and less adductor force and more hip lateral rotator force than in normal squats. Now, less hip extensor and less adductor force. So there's less force from the glute max to extend the hip and less force from the adductor magnus to extend the hip. And there was less adductor force, so less force from the adductor magnus to adduct the hip. And there was more hip lateral rotator force. Now, the lateral rotation of the hip is done by the deep rotators of the hip and the superior fibers of gluteus maximus primarily. Now, when you're standing up out of a barbell squat with a heavy weight on your shoulders, hip external rotation is a pretty, like, it's not just like doing a clam. It's a very heavy, there's a lot of force generated in that vector. And so overall, what this shows, those three things that I just talked about, less hip extensor force, less adductor force, and more lateral rotator force, is that would bias the exercise more towards glute max, because the reduction in glute max and adductor magnus extensor moment and the reduction in adductor magnus adductor moment combined with the increase in glute max lateral rotation moment, all in all, ends up with more glute max activation and load, actually not just activation, but load on the glute max and less load on the adductor magnus. So knees coming inwards as you stand up out of a squat increases the force on the glute max and decreases the force on the adductor magnus, according to this study. And lateral rotation squats, so this is where the people, the 32 participants, volitionally or on purpose pushed their knees out in the squat, they reduced hip lateral rotation force and increased hip adduction force, which researcher Lauren Chu said, quote, may be hypothesized as preferentially loading adductor magnus, end quote. And the final little quote I want to share with you from her conclusion is, quote, medial rotation squats increase hip lateral rotator and decrease hip adductor net joint moments. Therefore, this variant may shift loading to the gluteus maximus, end quote. So, dear listener, we have now some relatively direct evidence that knees going inwards as you stand up out of a squat does in fact increase load on the gluteus maximus and is not an indicator of weak gluteus maximus, but quite the opposite, is in fact adding load to the gluteus maximus. So there you have it. Knees going in a squat increases loading on the glute max. So does this mean we should cue our clients to have knees in a squat? Well, squats are going to grow your glute max pretty well anyway, especially if you do deep ones, full depth. I don't think there's any harm in cueing knees to go in on the upward phase of a squat. But I think, the magnitude of the effect is probably not significant enough to lose too much sleep over. And I would just focus on doing deep loaded squats or lunges. You're probably going to get 80% of all the benefit it's possible to get just by doing that. So I wouldn't worry about this. I think the main takeaway is it's not a bad thing if your knees go in on the way up during a squat. It's certainly not an indicator of weak glutes. If anything, it's an indicator that you're increasing the load on your glutes. Okay, I hope you found that interesting. I'll link to the research in the show notes. Much love, and I'll see you in the next one. After two exercise science degrees and over a decade and a half of reading research daily, I've condensed all the current science on rehab into a program called the Clinical Exercise Specialist Rehabilitation. Inside the program, I'll teach you to do three things. One, deeply understand how the body works. Two, confidently and expertly rehab literally any client. And three, get results for your clients. So ultimately, your clients tell their friends and you become known as the go-to expert in your area. This program is completely unlike any education you've done before, even if you've studied with us before, because of the way we've built the learning design. It's an online, flexible, skill-based learning program, which means you keep doing the skills under supervision until you're good at them. It's more of a mentorship model than a traditional course model. So rather than rushing through the content and having sort of one go at everything, you actually just practice live and we give you feedback and guidance and we dialogue and explore concepts together until you're highly skilled and confident. We just keep working the material until you get it. It's not rushed at all. It's not about ticking off the content. It's about engaging, practicing, and applying it until you own it. This is a life-changing program, not some weekend certification. I've put my heart and soul into building this, and I can't wait to share it with you and help you discover your genius for anatomy and rehab. Now, because of the highly interactive nature of this program, we're only taking on 12 students worldwide. The program starts on March the 1st, and the first 12 qualified people to apply will be allowed to enroll. So if you're interested in learning more, click the link in the show notes and download the course guide or go to breathe-education.com and click on the clinical certification menu in link in the top menu. That's breathe-education.com and click on the clinical certification link in the top menu.